T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig is brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness and lift local in December and get January for free.
Okay, let's talk about Giving Tuesday yesterday. Hopefully you found a charity that you thought was worthy of your donation yesterday. And The Rock wanted to raise money for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. So he started a fundraiser yesterday. He called himself Dwanta Claus. Dwayne and Santa. He asked his fans not only to give, but to send videos of their best smolder. And then he showed his smolder. He's raised like over $18,000.
Wow. He's a good guy.
He's a great guy.
He really
guy.
Is.
I don't ever want to hear anything bad about him because I really like him a ton.
Yep, I agree.
And he does a ton of charity and sends videos. Mm-hmm. And I know it all gets posted and goes viral, but it's cool.
Yeah, it seems authentic.
Yes.
Yeah. And he has a video on his Facebook fundraiser page of all these people. A couple people don't really know what a smolder is, but they're working on it.
Hope they're not lighting anything on fire.
Yeah, right. Also on social media, Chris Pratt posted a picture fresh off his workout, drinking a bottle of water. And Jason Momoa, Aquaman, and Kevin's wife, Sarah's new love. Mm-hmm. She loves her.
Oh, she loves that.
Jason
new,
Momoa.
That, what is that? Apple TV C? She thinks it's awesome.
Okay. He called Chris Pratt out, and he was like, what the heck with the single-use plastic water bottle? Because apparently Jason as Aquaman, you have to be committed to saving the oceans. Yeah. So he has his own brand of canned water called Mana Nalu.
Huh.
And meanwhile, all of Chris's friends were like, check you out, crushing it, you know, putting all these great things. And Jason's like, yeah, you're just going to throw that plastic water bottle in the trash because you hate the planet.
Spoiler alert, I'm going to say this to my wife who has a birthday tomorrow. Somebody's getting some water.
Wow. What a giver.
Know, yeah. Right?
Disney Plus is supposed to be family friendly, not showing anything that is over PG-13 or TV-14. Mm-hmm. You know, when you have a TV show. Now, how do the Avengers movies work with that? They're not rated R?
No, they're PG-13.
Yeah.
But Iron Man is rated
no,
R.
No, PG-13.
No, no. No, Deadpool's
none
the
of
only
those.
Deadpool's kind of comic
okay,
book
so one. That's why Deadpool is the like one of the few that's not on there. So somebody decided to have the site Mr. Skin look through Disney Plus to find the raciest things that they could find. They found one of Jabba the Hutt's slaves.
Oh yeah.
In Return of the Jedi. And they also found Brendan Fraser during George of the Jungle. Because he like shows his behind under the loincloth.
So not much. I mean, they did
no,
a pretty good,
right.
no.
pretty good job.
Actually, the more interesting thing is that Disney went out of their way to remove things that people have thought were controversial in the past. So remember during The Lion King, there's some scene where the dust comes up and people thought that it spelled out sex.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But it really spelled out SFX. That was a special effects team, like, giving themselves a little
props,
like, hidden shout out in the film. Because people have talked about that and they've talked about how it was racy, Disney removed it from the film.
Really?
And same with a scene in The Little Mermaid with something that was someone's knee.
There's an Aladdin like quote else. That sounds weird that they make a big deal of. They also put up that movie, The Song of the South, and it's 3 minutes long now, the whole movie.
Right. I have a feeling that's not coming out.
They took out everything questionable.
Yes.
And
it's just zippity-doo-dah.
About 2:45 now. Yeah.
Adam Sandler, his new movie Uncut Gems is getting tons of buzz. They're saying he could be nominated for his first Oscar. Punch Drunk Love, the Paul Thomas Anderson film, came out in 2002 and he got a Golden Globe nomination. That's the closest that he's gotten to an actual legit award. Everything else has been Razzies and Kids' Choice Awards and MTV Movie Awards. But the National Board of Review just gave him the Best Actor Award for Uncut Gems.
But he did that other movie where he got lots of critical...
Spanglish,
yes,
right?
Yeah. Or whatever.
But I guess he wasn't nominated for anything with that.
Man, people talk...
Did you see that Rain Over Me movie? It's the heaviest thing I've ever seen in my life. He's so good in it. But
no.
Oh, it's so heavy. Like, don't make any plans for a few days if you watch that thing.
Is it with Don Cheadle, too?
Yep. And it is fantastic. He loses his family in 9/11. It's really heavy. But
no.
I hope he does win an award. He's one of my all-time favorites. I think it'd be great. And, I like the idea of him taking an Oscar and, like, a what do you call
Razzie.
It?
Razzie.
I can't pull it off. And being like, never mind.
Okay, and finally, you mentioned Don Cheadle, so I have to tell you this. Don Cheadle...
Coward.
...appeared on an episode of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air back in 1990. He was one of Will Smith's friends from back home in Philly. Mm-hmm. Things went so well that before the episode even aired, they were talking about giving Don Cheadle a Fresh Prince spinoff. They shot a pilot for it.
Really?
Wow.
They were going to call it In the House. That ended up being the title of an LL Cool J series. But it didn't end up happening. Don Cheadle could have been Fresh Prince Part 2.
And Missouri native Don Cheadle.
Really?
Yeah, he's from Kansas City. Well, he's born in Kansas City.
Oh. Did not know that. That's Entertainment Schmig. More at 8:40, more online at Y98.com. And Lance Hildebrand now with a look at traffic.
All right, we got a problem here on Highway 70. Thanks to Scott for the call about this crash that's on eastbound 70 in the express lanes shortly after you get into them, right after Union. A lot of flashing lights there. They've closed down the express lanes, which leaves only the through lanes open on eastbound 70 into downtown. However, there is some emergency equipment in the left lane on eastbound 70, even in the through lane. So you can get through there, but it's a tight squeeze on eastbound 70 at Union in the through lanes and west.
Entertainment Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig is brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness and lift local in December and get January for free.
All right, let's talk about Spotify's most streamed artists. They're doing of the year and of the decade. The decade, number one, goes to Drake, Ed Sheeran, Post Malone, Ariana Grande, Eminem. Most streamed tracks of the decade, Ed Sheeran's Shape of You is number one.
Wow.
Yeah. And then, actually, he has two in the top five. Thinking Out Loud is number five. And then, for America, most streamed artists of the year, number one is Post Malone. Number two, Drake, Billie Eilish, Ariana Grande, and Khalid. And then worldwide, Post Malone is still number one. Billie Eilish is number two, Ariana Grande third, Ed Sheeran fourth, and Bad Bunny number five. Mm. By the way, Spotify and Apple Music both doing their own award shows now, which is just stop.
Really?
On TV?
Unless you want to nominate us for something, we'd be happy to go to that. We're not over an award.
Rolling Stone also has the best albums of the 2010s, and Kanye West comes in at number one, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. Beyonce's Lemonade is number two, Kendrick Lamar number three with To Pimp a Butterfly, Taylor Swift number four, but not the one you're thinking. It's made a lot of end-of-decade lists, Taylor Swift's Red, and I think maybe it was because it was her first pop album. And it was a good album from start to finish, but it's not 1989. And then David Bowie's Black Star released posthumously, right? It came out after he died?
I believe so.
Or it came out like a week before he... I think it
came out after.
Yeah. I think it came out after, too. Leonardo DiCaprio's girlfriend wants you to know this. Their 23-year age gap doesn't bother her. She's 22. She's
totally fine with
that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. She said it's totally fine. But how about this breakup? Justin Hartley, who plays Kevin on This Is Us, he filed for divorce. And he said that the date of separation was July 8th. His wife lists the date of separation in her reply to his divorce petition as November 22nd, the day he filed.
Wow.
She said she was completely blindsided. Paparazzi have them photographed out at a ton of events between July 8th and November 22nd, to which we say,
Jesus, Kevin.
That's the only reason I did this story. Okay.
I think it was worth it.
Grumpy Cat, yes. You know, when you talk about Grumpy Cat, you picture Grumpy Cat's face, right?
I just got his Christmas special, or her Christmas special.
And sadly, Grumpy Cat has passed. But everyone's talking about Lil Bub. The cat?
It's the one that had dwarfism, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Had really big eyes.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, not as famous as Grumpy Cat.
Not at all.
But it's a different thing. Grumpy Cat was kind of just a meme, right?
Yeah.
And this Lil Bub had, like, a whole culture around him. I had a friend that met Lil Bub and was broken up about the news.
Name drop.
I'm just saying.
Well, it looks like Lil Bub's ashes might be sent into outer space.
Love
in
it.
In case you're curious. The trailer for Scarlett Johansson's new Black Widow movie is out, and you can see it at Y98.com.
What do you think, Kev? Look good?
Does look good. It looks like also a prequel type thing.
Yeah.
It's not, you know...
Like an origin story?
Sort of. I think it's more like her on her own.
Okay.
But I'm sure you'll find out more and more about how the character was created.
Okay. On her show yesterday, Kelly Clarkson, man, she's bringing it. People weren't sure about this talk show, but so far, so good. She did a cover of the Mr. Rogers theme song, Won't You Be My Neighbor.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine?
She can do no wrong.
She can sing. I've always said that. Early on, I said that about her.
Okay, America's Got Talent. Sharon Osbourne talked about it on The Talk, and she said it's a boys' club over there where they take care of each other and the women aren't paid as much as the men. She said when she was on the show, she was on the show before Howie Mandel, but Howie got to fly in a private jet while she got, according to her, American Airlines tickets. And she said Simon's always rotating different little girls in and out of the judging panels of not only America's Got Talent, but X Factor, Demi Lovato, Britney Spears. And she said it makes Simon and all the other male judges, the older male judges, look like dirty old men. And then she said NBC can kiss her.
I mean, learn something from what has transpired in the last few years.
You would think no after doubt. Matt Lauer, they wouldn't let Simon do this. Like, have a revolving door of women every couple of years, and the guys get to stay.
I think they're going to let him do whatever he wants, don't you? That show is huge.
So, yeah. I guess so. And TV Tonight, apparently there's a crazy reveal on The Masked Singer. Christmas tree lighting in Rockefeller Center on NBC. And a very interesting thing on Fox is called The Moodies. It's a TV series. It sounds like they took a Christmas movie and broke it up over three nights. But it's actually based on an Australian series. It's got a holiday theme with Dennis Leary, Elizabeth Perkins, and Jay Baruchel. It's six episodes.
I think it's a cute idea to me, and I love Elizabeth Perkins.
It starts tonight, two episodes, then two on the 9th and two on the 10th, and then it just wraps up. So there you have it. That's Entertainment Schmig. More Schmig that you may have missed in the 640 Schmig online at Y98.com in podcast form. Also on the radio.com app and wherever you download your podcasts.
congratulations to Rebecca Richards of Waterloo, Illinois. She has a 4-pack of tickets to see TSO at the Enterprise Center on December 26th. Another 4-pack of tickets tomorrow morning on the show.
All right, before we get to celebrity birthdays, big day in history. Million Dollar Quartet. Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, and Jerry Lee Lewis recorded music together at Sun Studio in Memphis 63 years ago today.
And Sun Studios is a cool place. You can still go in there.
Yeah.
It's still a working studio. You can rent time there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Jack White, I think, recorded in there, too.
And it's not expensive.
Not expensive at all. I was there a year ago, that Thanksgiving road trip, and we went in there, and you can stand right. There's an X right where the Million Dollar Quartet, where they all were. And, yeah, the studio time there is really inexpensive.
Yeah, I think
U2 did now, all kinds of
people. Yeah, the mixing board from U2, I think, was it Joshua Tree? Was that the album they did? The mixing board's on the wall.
Is that where you're going to record your one album?
True or falsetto?
Uh-huh.
It's Sun? No, we'd have
it's
to do
that.
It's like
that inexpensive.
A Kickstarter. Yeah, it's not a bad idea. Mm-hmm. It's not going to really have that vibe.
All right, but let's get to celebrity birthdays.
I was going to do it in Lance's studio, actually.
Oh, no.
The Big Lebowski, Jeff Bridges, has a birthday today.
Has he not turned into the Big Lebowski?
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
He lives the dude lifestyle for sure.
I go back and forth on him. He was really weird when he hosted Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, he's not, I don't know. He is a little bizarre.
He's very good in a lot of things. Man, I bet he is.
What was that one movie he was in with Kiefer Sutherland that was so creepy and good?
Mm.
And Sandra Bullock, she disappears.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Vanished or something like it's a good
vanishing?
One.
Vanishing? Is that?
No. Maybe. It was good, though.
72?
71.
74. 70.
73.
70, Courtney. You got
it.
And it's The Vanishing.
Yes, it's good. If you not, it's a good thriller. You've never seen it?
No.
It's good.
Okay, earlier this morning, we talked about how Dwayne The Rock Johnson used his smolder from Jumanji to raise money for Make-A-Wish. But I really am hoping that Tyra Banks used her smizing to raise money yesterday on Giving Tuesday. How old is the woman who is in the running to becoming
this age?
Yeah.
Tyra.
49.
Mm-hmm. 44.
46.
You got it.
Mm, nice.
I have never in my life yelled at a girl like this. Happy birthday, Tyra. And finally, Jay-Z celebrates a birthday today.
I don't know. 47?
45?
46.
Can't be 48, can he?
Well, he could, but he already was.
Oh.
Because even though Beyonce is 38, Jay-Z is the big 5-0 today.
Is he really?
Wow. Yeah. Happy birthday if you're celebrating today. And Lance on the Rams.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.